This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. MARC could add Metra to the mix. A new three-city rail commission is moving forward on plans to link Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and now Chicago by train. The group just met for the first time in Racine Friday and approved a deal with Chicago's Metra system. Leaders hope to use existing tracks to keep costs down, though funding remains uncertain. We're still digging out after several inches of snow this weekend. Pleasant Prairie saw 6 inches, Kenosha 5. Racine and Mount Pleasant got about 4.5. People are being asked to shovel out around fire hydrants. Warmer weather and a wintry mix arrive midweek. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Communities across the state line are sharing in a $120 million settlement with Monsanto. The state of Illinois reached a $120 million settlement with Monsanto over toxic PCB chemicals found in the environment. The money will go to several communities, including Zion, Winthrop Harbor, and Beach Park. State officials say the payout addresses decades of contamination linked to health risks and chemicals banned in the 1970s. After 80 years, Racine's Corner House Supper Club will close December 31st. The owners say rising costs and long hours led to their decision to retire. The longtime restaurant had recently relocated from Washington Avenue to the Lakefront Hotel. And the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Holiday Train rolls into the area tomorrow night. The brightly lit train stops in Sturtevant at 7 and Caledonia at 8:15. Along with the lights, it brings music and more holiday fun. It's also an event to collect donations for local food banks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and then my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be cloudy today with a high right around 27 this afternoon. Tonight, snow likely. It's not going to be a lot. Less than a half inch. We'll drop to 19. And then tomorrow, a little off and on, rain and snow with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.